Hi guys, good day. My name is Ozioma. You're welcome to my podcast. If you're new here, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome as well. I'm very excited to be doing this. I know that, I probably say this at the beginning of every episode that I've done in the last couple of months, how that I really, really desire to be more consistent in like sharing my stories on here. But I don't know, man, life happens. I guess like sometimes I just lose focus, to be very honest. I'm not even going to put it on anything this time around. But yeah, I'll do better. So here goes today's. So today I'm going to share with you my constant struggle with idolatry. Yay, I know. Like when I was younger, every time that I heard the word idolatry, I'm like, well, they're talking to those images of Baal that were found in the Bible, or those carved out images that people used to bow down and worship. And I'm like, yo, I don't know why the Israelites were like that though, or the people in the Bible, but I don't see myself going to go and buy one short stick and kneeling down in front of it every morning. It's not gonna happen. And so that's why I thought that idolatry was for a very long time, right? And then as I grew older in my work with God, I realized that idolatry is not just that. In fact, sometimes idols can be like really good things, right? So definition of idolatry, or what I think that idolatry is, idols are anything, anyone, any stuff that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in our hearts. I know you hear that and you're like, well, this is probably not me. But idols are essentially anything that matter more to you than God, or anything that takes the place of God in our hearts, right? And what's the place of God in our hearts? God expects to be number one in our hearts. We were created for his pleasure, right? Like the whole essence of us existing is to know God and to make him known. Yeah, we're going to go to school. We're going to get the best degrees, the highest possible degrees, have money, marry nicely, have nice children, and do stuff, right? But the essence of the believer, the summary of our purpose on earth, is to know God and to make God known. And so God is supposed to be like the center of our entire existence, right? So anytime that there's anything that has exalted itself against, anytime that there's anything that is more important to us, you know, than God, we have given ourselves over to idolatry. And I think that idolatry is one of the biggest challenges that a believer faces today. I mean, like in 2021, I was actually going to share on something entirely different today. Yeah, I made up my mind that this weekend I was going to share something on my podcast, an entirely different topic. In fact, very, very different from what I'm talking about now. But during today's worship session in church, like, we sang a song and my heart was just steered towards this direction. I said, yeah, God, I'm going to definitely share like my journey on this. And I hope that through this, somebody somewhere would understand how that God is actually supposed to be the center of our hearts. And a lot of times, right, even though we do not set out to run after idols, we have idols in our hearts. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to share with you my experience. Like you probably know, I am just like a storyteller. I like to tell stories, whether I'm writing, whether I'm blogging, or whether I'm YouTubing, which used to be like years ago. So I probably need to go back to that space, but even that is another discussion. So I'm just going to share on like a few idols that I've battled in my life, and how that I'm realizing that idols are not things that you're done with and you're like, done, see ya. They are things that we daily have to, you know, renew our mind against, right? Like it's a continuous journey, you know, it's a continuous, the journey of sanctification, the journey of focusing on God, the journey of a believer, right, is a continuous process. So I'm just going to start with one of the most recent ones. Okay, so I think that one of the ones that I can remember as far back as maybe 3-4 years ago was when I was working in Lagos. And well, when I was working in Lagos, I know it sounds crazy, but I used to commute from Ikorodu to the island. Yeah, and I lived there for almost 2 years, right? And I used to wake up at about 4 a.m. And every time that I wake, I would, now I'm not extremely hairy on my face. Now that means that my brows are not in the shape where they can be carved out and they can stay on their own. So I always felt very, I don't know if I felt insecure or just because I was working and I wanted to look a certain way, I would always draw my brows every morning. Now, it got to a point where like it became very easy, so I'll spend just a few minutes, right? But from the very start, it used to take me quite a while. And I would draw my brows, I would do my makeup, even if I wake up by 4 a.m. and I'm running late and the bus is leaving me, or like whoever it is I'm going with is leaving me. And that became so important to me, so important that there were many mornings for the longest time where I did not pray from, of course, like I joined family prayer, but like I didn't pray on my own or study my Bible, but that eyebrow, I must dread. And when they got called my attention to it and realized that, oh my God, this thing is an idol that I've set up. So I decided that before I leave the house every day, I would ensure that I have my Bible study first. And if I have time, I'll do my makeup. If I don't, when I get to the office, I'll do it. Which really was not a bad thing at that time. Anyways, update now. I don't remember when last I drew my brow. I feel like God has really delivered me from that shackle of feeling like I need to look a certain way. I love makeup, right? When I have the time, energy, and the ginger, I do it, right? But at that particular point in time in my life, I had exalted makeup in my heart above God. Makeup became my priority. In that, when I wake up, normally my first instinct, or as a believer, should be to give off the first fruit of my day, which is like to spend some time with God, even if it's not like the entire time. Like spend some time, even if it's just to read some devotionals on YouVersion, or spend time, my time, like my own time in prayer, not just like family prayer, which is usually like, oh yeah, let's pray so everybody can go to where they're going. That's one. The second idol that I can remember was food. Now, I'm still a foodie, right? But during the lockdown last year, I don't know, because I think that it was partly because I was trying to figure out how to walk away from school and how to stop myself from sleeping in every Zoom class. I was just eating a lot of sugary stuff. I just had this incredible sweet tooth all of a sudden. It wasn't all of a sudden, but it was really bad. Such that if a fast was called in church, and I was fasting or attempting to fast, if I should just lay my eyes on chocolate, it is over. Church Agbasala, meaning the fast is over or the church is over. Like, I'm done. And I realized, again, God called my attention to it. And I said, look, is either God is my God or food is my God. And of course, like, the Holy Spirit led me to go on a series of different fasts last year, which, in fact, like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to share on the things that I learned that could happen to you when your body is subdued, you know, and put under, under, like, when your body, your flesh is subdued and your spirit gets to ascend, you know, above your flesh and your physical senses. So, yeah, that was idol number two. I'll just go quickly now. Idol number three were situationships. I think that I've shared this some. I had this series that I did last year. You can check it out, where I shared about like my journey to wholeness and my relationship stories and all that. And one of the things that I battled with a lot was just, you know, having a lot of, just at a point in my life, I'm way over that now, but at a point in my life, I used to have like different guys, seemingly harmless, right? But just all manner of situationships. Like this one, we shared a smile one time, and I think we both think that we have something for each other. The other one said that he likes me, but I've already told him no, but we're still, you know, there were just all these half pieces in my heart, such that it occupied such a space in my heart. Like, it was almost as though I was seeking my validation and happiness from them, such that even when time came when the Holy Spirit was like, be separate, I want you to, before you get into a relationship, to understand what it means to be single and whole, it was such a struggle for me to break away, because I found comfort and validation from those things, you know. And those things at that time in my life, or those people, or those situationships, I'm using plural because they were quite a lot, represented like idols in my life. Fast forward to work. Do you know that work also was an idol in my life? So I'm hardworking. Yeah, like, it's a known fact. Everybody that knows me knows that I like to work hard. But it got to a point where when I was working in Lagos, I was doing my normal 9 to 5, which was more like 7 to 7, 8, or if I'm lucky 6. Because I used to get to the office early, and leaving the office at 5 was like a myth. Doesn't happen or doesn't exist. And apart from that, I also ran an IG store, or IG, what they call these things, ready to wear, stuff like that. So I used to sew, and I would come back from work a lot of times, very late, but I would still go on my machine. Now, the thing is, I wasn't really in need of money at that time. I loved to sew, and I really could have kept that as a hobby, but I kept pushing myself. And at that time, it felt as though I found my validation in the fact that, oh my God, I'm a hustler. Do you understand? Such that even on Sabbaths, or like Sundays or Saturdays, when I'm expected to rest, even when the Holy Spirit instructs me, it would be like, oh my God, if I don't walk this walk. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I just know that at that time, work was an idol in my heart. And then I had an accident, which I wrote on my blog some time ago. You can check it out. And that accident forced me to stay at home for like 5 weeks. My hand was in a cast and my leg was, I think I injured myself on my knee. And so I couldn't work. And in that period, God really taught me how that rest is not a suggestion, in the Bible. It is actually like a command. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is through all these different points in my life, oh my goodness, how did I forget? At a point in my life, I say this all the time, Twitter was such a stronghold. I'm using past tense because I feel like God has delivered me from it. But I'm going to share something else after this. And Twitter... Hey guys, like Twitter was such a stronghold and an idol in my life, such that, and it's so funny because the truth of the matter is when I set out to be very active on Twitter, I just really wanted to share the gospel in that I really wanted to, you know, let people know, you know, just do stuff, say good things, engage in nice conversations, just like vibe, but like good kind of vibe, not anything ungodly, as you would say, right? Not like I'll be dragging people or anything. I really had good intentions. However, I got to a point where when the word of God is coming to me, maybe in a sermon, right, instead of me to first internalize it, let the word of God sit on that, I will first be like, oh my God, what a word, run to Twitter. Wow, guys, like, look at the rhema that the Holy Spirit just opened my eyes to. And yes, people will be blessed, right? People will be like, oh my God, yeah. It might come to them at the time when they are just scrolling through their phone and it just really makes a lot of sense to them. But the truth of the matter is, I was running, like, it was literally like, it was an idol in my heart. I spent so much time that I did not spend even half of it, you know, reading my Bible or praying. I spent so much time just like on Twitter. And, you know, through the years, right, all of these things have been like such different idols. And I feel like I'm in a space right now where I'm like, okay, God, thank you for where you've gotten me to. But different other things are becoming idols. Like, there's things that you've prayed about. Okay, so you prayed to get into school and now your academics is everything. You wake up in the morning and you don't think it's okay to like maybe even pray or spend time with God, but you just want to rush on your laptop and just finish up the code you were doing. And I see, if anybody knows what it is like to work in a pressured environment, it is moi. It is me. Like, my school is not the kind of school that I just be like, let me just use it to japa. It is actually work. You would actually do the work, right? And I understand all of that, but I also understand that regardless of what we're doing on earth, regardless of whatever phase we're at in our lives, God is still supposed to be our priority. And not just priority in words, oh Jesus, you're my number one. No, but priority in our hearts. So if I look at you now as a believer, and I study you for a day, I should be able to say what your priorities are. If I look at your bank account, I should be able to say clearly, oh my God, this is your priority. Okay, like if I look at your life, you know, I should be able to say this is your priority. And if I can go through my day and just spend like a very tiny, maybe 30 minutes where I'm not even focused on just like scrolling through verses on YouVersion just so my streak doesn't destroy. And I spend like hours on social media. I spend like hours doing my assignments. I spend like hours, I don't know, even preaching. I spend hours doing whatever else. Then I need to have a sit down and say to myself, am I an idolater? Have I exalted things above the knowledge of God? And here's what I'm going to say as I round up sharing my story. At different points in my life, right, through all these different idols, there's been things that God has asked me to do drastically that has, like, of course, like, separating me from these things, specific instructions, which I don't need to share because they're specific to me. But I'm just going to share a few things that can help us. Number one is for you to be self-aware. The Bible says that we're not ignorant of the devices of the devil or the enemy. When we are ignorant, then anything goes. But I'm very glad that this podcast is coming to you at a time like this so that you can be aware that, oh, well, if I exalt other things above the knowledge of God, with or without my permission, then that means that I'm giving myself over to idolatry. And God says that he doesn't like idolatry, right? And so having understood this, we now being self-aware, we should like go ahead and examine ourselves. Okay, so what are the things that I'm exalting above the knowledge of God and how do I break away from them? And again, I want to reiterate that or say again that idols are not necessarily bad things. Sometimes they are good things. This relationship you've prayed for now, once you wake up is to finish the voice note that you were going to send. Once you wake up, there's no time to say hello to God because you just want to quickly go and read the good morning text that is coming your way. And again, a relationship is very good. Of course, there are good things of life. But what position have these things like occupied in our hearts? What position have they occupied in our hearts? So that's the question I want us to ponder on today. And having been aware of this, then we renew our mind, okay? Separate ourselves from these things where we gain independence of them. Let your freedom be in God and not in these things. And as we do these things, then we now want to set up structures in our lives. A stranger for you can be like, okay, well, I'm not going to pick up my phone to do any other thing, like look at messages, reply emails, until I've spent quality time with God, right? And in fact, try that thing works, because it has helped me to stay sane in the last couple of months. It has helped me through different deadlines, because then that's when the Holy Spirit will give you X1 how to manage your day, but you're already rushed into your day. Anyways, so you get my point, right? Set up structures for you. You might be like, oh, like me, like at different points was like, so this chocolate or this sugar man, he wants to prove to me that he's my God. Okay, so I'm going on a Daniel fast. So I'm going to go without sugar for 30 days. And minus the dietary positives that brings, it also helps you to understand. I don't know how to explain. It's like you are subduing yourself and not subduing yourself. It's like you are subjecting your flesh, yeah, to be influenced by the Spirit of God. And so, yeah, that is what I want to share with you. I want to say again, God doesn't like idolatry. And in 2021, we're not talking of Baal or the golden calf. We're talking about like things, seemingly good things even, that have taken the place of God in our hearts. I pray for myself today and for every other person listening, that God is going to help us to repent of these things. And I want to say one last thing as I round up. Oh my God, this was not supposed to be this long. Anyways, one last thing as I round up. It is not a one-time thing. No. Let me not even lie to you guys. Even last year, again, or even early this year, I've had to call myself to order and say, this Twitter, we know where we're coming from. It's about to get to that point again. And then I take a break, right? So it's not like, oh, I'm done with that idol. See ya. Bye, never to meet again. No, like, there's things, what are the Bible says, we are supposed to renew our, it's renewal of mind is daily. Sanctification is a daily process. In fact, the entire journey of a believer is something you work towards day after day. There is no off, there is no vacation. It's a process that you go at every day. Okay, I'm going to stop here. And I really hope that this has really steady your hearts in a positive direction. I hope that it has blessed you. I hope that you understand now that idols are not just bowls and golden calves. And I hope that you make a decision like today, even if it's just one decision, to break off the leg of one of those idols in your life and let God have his rightful place in your heart. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this blessed you. If it did, please let me know. I don't know that there's comment section here, but you can let me know anyways on social media or any other way. Thank you so much. God bless you, and bye.